Substitute House Bill 1453, the Secretary will read.
An act relating to providing a tax exemption for medical cannabis patients, amending RCW
6- Last line.
83.32.808 do not apply to this act.
Amendment at the desk. A striking amendment by the Committee on Ways and Means. The Secretary will read.
Strike everything after the enacting clause and insert the following. Section 1.
Last line.
2029.
Senator Kaiser.
Mr. President, I move adoption of the Ways and Means Committee striking amendment.
Senator Kaiser moves adoption of the striking amendment by the Committee on Ways and Means. Amendment to the striking amendment, amendment number 0869. The Secretary will read.
On page 1, line 18.
After last line.
2028.
Senator King.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move adoption of amendment 869.
Senator King moves adoption of amendment number 0869. Remarks, Senator King.
Thank you, Mr. President. Well, this moves the expiration date on this bill for the cannabis excise tax exemption from January 1st of 2034 to June 30th of 2029. Gives us about 5 years. And it requires that the Joint Legislative Audit and Review Committee, that they submit their final report to the legislature on December 1st of 2028 rather than December 1st of 2029. The concern with this bill has to do with how easy or how hard it may be to get these medical certificates. I've been told by 3 or 4 very reliable people that things have changed and that these medical cards aren't going to be available like they were back 8 or 9 or 10 years ago. So I ask for your acceptance of this amendment.
Further remarks? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is adoption of amendment number 0869. As many are in favor, will signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. The ayes have it. The amendment is adopted. Question for the Senate is adoption of the striking amendment by the Committee on Ways and Means as amended. Remarks? Senator Kaiser?
Remarks for final passage.
Question for the Senate is adoption of the striking amendment by the Committee on Ways and Means. As many are in favor will signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. The ayes have it. The striking amendment is adopted. Senator Kaiser?
Thank you, Mr. President. I move the rules be suspended that Substitute House Bill 1453 as amended be advanced to third reading, the second reading considered the third, and the bill be placed on final passage.
Senator Kaiser moves that the rules be suspended. Substitute House Bill 1453 as amended by the Senate be advanced to third reading, second reading considered the third, and the bill be placed on final passage. Hearing no objection, so ordered. Substitute House Bill 1453 is amended by the Senate on third reading and final passage. Remarks, Senator Kaiser.
Thank you, Mr. President. This proposal before us has actually been passed by this body twice before in 2021 and 2022 when I sponsored the legislation. This bill before us does the same thing, which removes the 37% excise tax that is now levied on medical cannabis products, products that are tested and certified by the Department of Health and have to be so certified in order to qualify to be considered medical cannabis. It is actually a higher priced product than many of the more recreational products that you find in our retail stores. So there's not much demand at this point because the patients who find these products to be helpful find them on the gray market now, or they sometimes grow their own. It would be better, I think, to make sure that they are certified clean and effective products by the Department of Health, which is why I prefer to encourage medical marijuana patients, medical cannabis patients, to use the products that are certified by Department of Health. And to do that, I believe we need to reduce the tax that currently is applied at 37% on those products. I urge your support.
Further remarks, Senator King.
Thank you, Mr. President. I too rise in support of this bill and agree with the good lady the chair of Labor and Commerce. There are some concerns on our side in regards to how easily or how tightly these medical cards will be given out. Like I said before, I think I've been assured by three people that I trust that things have changed and changed in the right direction, and that there are safeguards here that will allow only those that need this medical marijuana to be able to, cannabis, to get that product and be able to afford it. So I would ask the body for their support.
Senator Rivers.
Thank you, Mr. President. Permission to read from the internet for just a moment, a Google search.
Please proceed.
Washington medical marijuana card. Get yours in 15 minutes. Look, here's the reality, Mr. President. When we made landmark legislation in 2013, we indeed lived in the wild, wild west, where there were numerous sites just like the one that I read just now. And whether it's medical cannabis or recreational cannabis, it's all cannabis. So having your card allows you to buy either or. I appreciate the good work of Senator King, and I hope that I'm wrong. But here's what we know. People, especially these days when the cost of everything is going up, will be happy to spend a couple hundred bucks on the front end to get a fraudulent card so that they can save 37% tax. So I am gravely concerned about this. And I wish that I could be in support. I just see that we have about $1 billion that we rely on as budget writers in this state every biennia that could go out the door when we once again see the proliferation of these cards that are everywhere given by the MD of the internet. So I appreciate the work that's been done. I just lived through the cannabis wars, and I am very, very concerned that this market will return to that. And that's very concerning to me, so I'll be a no. Thank you.
Senator Kaiser.
Thank you, Mr. President. Just to clarify, medical cannabis products are just about 1% of all sales at retail cannabis stores now. Medical cannabis products are more expensive and have lower THC levels than the recreational cannabis, which often has, as we know, and we've tried to limit, high THC levels. These products are for the treatment of brain cancer, glaucoma, seizures in children. And it is unfair to put a 37% tax on the kind of product that is essentially aspirin on the shelf. I am surprised to see my colleagues across the aisle opposing a tax reduction. Please vote for this bill.
There are no further remarks, and yet there happen to be lots of knowledgeable voices about cannabis products on the floor today. Senator Braun.
Well, thank you, Mr. President. Everyone's sharing their feelings this afternoon. I thought I might also. I very much appreciate the work by my friend from the 33rd and from the 15th to make this a better bill. It is in many respects, but I share the concerns with the senator from the 18th. I distinctly remember the negotiations back in 2013, 2014 with Representative Cody and then Representative Carlisle as we tried to sort out how we corralled the wild west of cannabis here in our state where there was a green cross popping up on every street corner, it seemed like. And I hope I'm wrong. I hope that we get this right. But I worry a lot, you know, for a number of reasons. One, simply the access. Two, there's a huge revenue impact. You know, $1 billion a year worth of our revenue comes from cannabis, or I'm sorry, a biennium. And this could put a gigantic dent in that. So I appreciate the earlier sunset, but I am still very concerned. And again, I hope I'm wrong, but tonight or this afternoon, I'm going to be a no. Thank you.
If there are no further remarks, the question before the Senate is final passage of Substitute House Bill 1453 as amended by the Senate. The Secretary will call the roll.
Billig.
Aye.
Behnke.
Aye.
Braun.
Aye.
Cleveland.
Aye.
Conway.
Aye.
Dingra.
Aye.
Dozier.
Aye.
Fortunato.
Aye.
Frame.
Aye.
Gildon. Hansen.
Aye.
Asagawa.
Aye.
Hawkins.
Aye.
Holy.
Aye.
Hunt.
Aye.
Kaufman.
Aye.
Kaiser.
Aye.
Kaiser.
Aye.
King.
Aye.
Hooter.
Aye.
Leas. Leas. Lovelet, Lovick, McEwen Drew, McEwen Jim, Mullet, Mazzal, Wynn, Nobles, Haddon, Peterson, Randall, Rivers, Robinson, Saldana,
aye.
Solomon,
no.
Schessler, Shoemake,
aye.
Short, Stanford,
aye.
Torres. Trudeau.
Aye.
Valdez.
Aye.
Van de Weg.
Aye.
Wagoner. Warnick.
Votes aye.
Wellman. Wilson Claire.
Aye.
Wilson Jeff.
Aye.
Wilson Linda.
Senator Leas, how do you vote?
Aye.
Senator Leas votes aye.
Mr. President, there are 36 aye, 13 nay.
Having received a constitutional majority, Substitute House Bill 1453, as amended by the Senate, is declared passed. The title of the bill will be the title of the act.